The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We offer our congratulations to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially today's special on a special occasion, Qadir Khum. Happy Eid.
من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا من كنت مولا فهذا علي مولا
Today, Monday, is the 18th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, so welcome to this episode of today's special. Today is a real special day. Today is Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Congratulations to all of you all around the world.
أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate Celebrate Let's celebrate الله الله Thank you for this day
The significance of Qadir is not confined to the appointment of the commander of the faithful. Of course, this appointment is important, but what is more important is that the rule and the regulation was specified. It became clear that in the Islamic community, the monarchic government is meaningless. It became clear that individual and aristocratic government, the government of golden power, the government of pooling and accumulation of wealth, and the government of lustfulness are meaningless. This regulation was issued in Qadir. When this regulation was issued, then this day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion. When it was issued, the enemies lost all hope of changing the path of religion. We offer our congratulations to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, especially today's special on a special occasion, Qadir Khum. Happy Eid! Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Qadir Khum. Imagine that some people, after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came to select their own leader and they imposed their own leader, selected leader, on the whole Muslim community. And in this way, a great schism was fabricated, in fact, in the Islamic world. Had it not had been so, and people would have accepted the immediate imamate and successorship of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as-Salam, it would be far better, and we would find out that how the Islamic world, how Islamic history and how the Muslim world would have benefited from the sagacious leadership and the sublime ideas of Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam. Imagine that, for example, when Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam addressed Malik ibn al-Harith al-Ashtar al-Nakhai in his historic letter and epistle to him, when he dispatched Malik ibn al-Harith al-Ashtar to Egypt as the governor over there. Whenever you look at this epistle, you find that it's a universal charter, and you find that how a Muslim leader should treat other people and his subjects in another land. And it's really a pity that Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam wasn't able to receive his divinely stated right after the demise of the Prophet Muhammad. Yet, as Muslims, we ought to celebrate the day of Ghadir Khum in commemoration of the unique personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Thank you.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
The status of Eid al-Ghadir, the day of gifts. It has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib that he said, when you meet each other on the day of Eid al-Ghadir, shake hands with one another with greetings of peace and exchange gifts on this day, and let those who are present convey this to those who are not, and let the rich person give something to the poor and the powerful one to the weak, as the Messenger of Allah commanded me to also do this. Eid al-Ghadir, the day of protection. It has been narrated from Amir al-Mu'minin, peace be upon him, that he said, how shall the state of that person be who has taken the responsibility upon himself for a number of the believing men and believing women on the day of Ghadir, since I personally have guaranteed that person protection from disbelief and poverty in the presence of Allah, the Most High. Happy Eid al-Ghadir to all dear brothers and sisters in faith. Congratulations to our dear listeners of today's special, especially this program. Today's special.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi. Alhamdulillahi alladhi. Ja'alana. المتمسكين بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Why did Imam Ali accept to be the leader of the Islamic society? We want to answer shortly to this question in this part. If people had not come to me and supporters had not exhausted the argument, and if there had been no pledge of Allah with the learned to the effect that they should not acquiesce in the gluttony of the oppressor and the hunger of the oppressed, I would have cast the rope of caliphate on its own shoulders and would have given the last one the same treatment as the first one. Then you would have seen that in my view, this world of yours is no better than the sneezing of a goat. Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 3. The commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam has acted on what he has said after Muslims gathered around his house and demanded that he accept the caliphate. Ali ibn Abi Talib was in a quandary. On the one hand, he was indifferent to the pleasures of life. All the lures of life that were attractive to the people were not attractive to him. People kill for power. They commit crimes for power. Telling lies, using deception, and adopting a hypocritical outlook are measures which people had no scruples over. But from the viewpoint of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, power in itself is something of little value. He would look at it as trifle, something to despise and to turn one's back on. But on the other hand, commander of the faithful Imam Ali would think about people's rights. If he did not accept the caliphate, then who would do so, and who would give life to people and to Muslims? Who would put an end to discrimination and to class inequalities? who would take away user properties from usurpers and give them back to the rightful owners? Who would fight against oppressors? Why would we ignore this great right of individuals? This is why he accepted caliphate.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا رأي.
Someone once asked me, why do you exaggerate the virtues of Ali? So I thought to myself, is it possible to overstate the merits of this man? You can't speak about someone unless you know them. And no one knew Ali like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So what did the Holy Prophet say about the virtues of Ali? After all, the Holy Prophet's words are divinely inspired, as the Holy Quran says in Surah An-Najm, Surah number 53, verses 3 and 4, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own accord. What he speaks is inspired revelation. So when Muhammad speaks about Ali, it's actually God himself who is speaking about Ali. So what did the Holy Prophet say about the virtues of Ali? It is recorded that Khawarizmi, the prominent Sunni scholar in his book Manaqib, he says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi one day said to Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Ali, لولا أني أخاف أن يقول فيك ما قالت النصارى في المسيح لقلت اليوم فيك مقالة لا تمر بملأ من المسلمين إلا أخذ التراب من قدمك. أو علي, if it were not for the fear that I have that Muslims will say about you what the Christians said about Jesus, I would speak about you in such a way that whenever you pass by, whenever you walk by a group of people, they will take the dust from your feet to seek blessings. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled the universe with wondrous signs. He created the luminous sun, the dazzling stars, and the majestic mountains. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show us His beauty and His power and His wisdom. And sometimes He wants to show us His illustrious signs in people. So He creates someone like Ali ibn Abi Talib. My dear brothers and sisters, we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to raise us on the Day of Judgment with Ali ibn Abi Talib. And why is Ali so dear to us? Because he was the closest one to the Holy Prophet. He was the gate to the city of knowledge. He was the husband to the daughter of the Prophet. And he was the one who defended the Prophet when all others ran away. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to raise us with Ali ibn Abi Talib on the Day of Judgment. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give us the tawfiq to be buried in the holy city of Najaf besides the commander of the faithful, Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to illuminate our hearts with the light of Ali.
Congratulations on our great Eid, Muslims' great Eid, Eid al-Qadir. And thank you very much for joining us. Keep us in your prayer. And till another meeting, fi aman Allah.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in thee, for this is the day of Eid.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and congratulations to all on the occasion of Eid al-Qadir, the day on which God Almighty perfected religion by ordering his last and greatest messenger, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, to declare Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, as his vicegerent while returning from his farewell Hajj pilgrimage. So let us contemplate upon an aphorism by the leader of the pious and the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Failures are often the results of timidity and fears. Disappointments are the results of bashfulness. Hours of leisure pass away like summer clouds. Therefore, do not waste opportunity of doing good.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to express our congratulations on this most auspicious and happy and most significant day, which is the day of Ghadir, the celebration and the Eid of Ghadir. And this is one of the most important and significant of all Eids. In fact, it's more important than the Eid of Eid al-Adha, and more important than the Eid of Eid al-Fitr, and any other Eid, and any other celebration in the Islamic calendar. And the reason for that is very clear if you're aware of the history about what transpired on this day. As you know, on this day, the Prophet was returning from his final pilgrimage, Hajjatul Wida, and this was a time in which there was a lot of people with the Prophet, and the Prophet passed a valley, and this valley was known as Ghadir. There was a pond there, and you know, when the Prophet was passing through this place, a verse was revealed to the Holy Prophet, a verse of the Holy Quran, in which God Almighty told the Prophet, Ya Yuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik, that reveal and tell the people and convey to the people what has been revealed to you, and if you don't, fama ballaghta risalata, it will be as if you have not conveyed anything at all. You know, your whole prophethood, your whole message, your whole mission, all of the efforts that you did and you made in order to convey Islam and the religion of Islam to the people, they would all come to naught and would all be void. So what was this message? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered the people who were moving ahead of him, he ordered them to come back. And he stopped and he waited for the people who were behind him. He waited for them to come and reach and, you know, reach where he was. When everybody had gathered together, he ordered, you know, the saddles of camels to be placed one on top of the other. And he mounted these saddles and he took with him his cousin, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he gave a sermon. This is known as the Sermon of Ghadir, a very interesting sermon. We don't have time to go into that. And this sermon continued until he reached this point. He said, O people, Alastu awla bikum min anfusikum, am I not more worthy of you than yourselves? Am I not more significant to you than you are to yourselves? Am I not more important to you than you are to yourselves? Do I have not a more right over you than you have over yourselves? And all of the people said, yes. When the people said yes, he said, Man kuntum mawla, whoever I am the master of, fahada aliyun mawla, that this Ali who is standing with me, he is also your master. And then the Prophet continued and he prayed for Imam Ali. Then the people came and paid allegiance to him. And after this, the famous verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, that today your religion has been perfected. So the reason why this day is so significant and it's the most important Eid is because it is the day when religion was perfected. Our religion was perfected for us. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Hadith of Ghadir in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل. الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه
السلام عليكم This is Habibullah Fasihzada and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem A series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you are well, inshallah, and healthy.
وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن
So it's time to I think we practice the surah Al-Ghashiyah, right?
Yes.
And applied
yes.
all the rules. Idgham and Idhar, alhamdulillah. So
yes.
today as well we'll go to surah Al-Ghashiyah and try to apply the next rule which is Ikhfa, okay? So let's go to surah Al-Ghashiyah once recite the surah and then we'll come back and practice the rule Ikhfa and apply it in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. All right?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة
عاملة ناصبة
عاملة ناصبة
تصلى نارا حامية
تصلى نارا حامية
تسقى من عين آنية
تسقى من عين آنية
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة
لسعيها راضية
لسعيها راضية
في جنة عالية
في جنة عالية
لا تسمع فيها لاغية
لا تسمع فيها لاغية
فيها عين جارية
فيها عين جارية
فيها سرر مرفوعة
فيها سرر مرفوعة
وأكواب موضوعة
وأكواب موضوعة
ونمارق مصفوفة
ونمارق مصفوفة
وزرابي مبثوثة
وزرابي مبثوثة
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت
أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت
وإلى السماء كيف رفعت
وإلى السماء كيف رفعت
وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت
وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت
وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت
وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
فذكر إنما أنت مذكر
لست عليهم بمسيطر
لست عليهم بمسيطر
إلا من تولى وكفر
إلا من تولى وكفر
فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر
فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر
إن إلينا إيابهم
إن إلينا إيابهم
ثم إن علينا حسابهم
ثم إن علينا حسابهم
أحسن أحسن ما شاء الله
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Okay, Alhamdulillah, we finished Surah Al-Ghashiyah, mashallah. We applied all the rule Idgham and also the rule Idhar in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. So it's time to go to the next rule, which is the rule Ikhfa. As ikhfa, you hear the sound ikhfa, you know it. It's Arabic, but still we know it, yeah? It's kind of, we use the rule ikhfa, makhfi, okay? And Persian as well, okay? So, ikhfa means hiding. Hiding? Hiding what?
Sound.
The sound, okay? Hiding the sound of tanween or nun sakin, but not the letters. The nun letter, okay, or the tanween, because we can't hide them, okay? So, hiding the sound. So, how should we hide it? For example, it is min ju'in, min ju'in, okay? Min ju'in. So, the rule ikhfa was applied with which letters?
Yeah, throat letters.
Throat letters, mashallah, that's completely wrong.
The 15 letters.
Ah, the 15 rest letters, the rest of the letters. The rest 15 letters, yes? Ikhfa. Oh, yes. So, ilhar was applied when? Throat letters come, six letters.
Yes.
Idgham?
Six letters.
Six letters, yes.
Yermalun. And iqlab was with ba, the letter ba. Yes, they will come letter. To it. And ikhfa with the rest of the letters.
Yes.
Yermalun, ya, meem, okay? Ya, ra, meem, lam, waw, nun. These six letters. Ha, amza, hamza, ha, ha, kha, ayn, ghayn. Other letters, ba as well. So, the rest of the letters, any letter.
Yes.
Any letter. For example, jim. For example, za, dal, dal, sin, shin, sad, dad, ta, dha, fa, qaf, kaf. Okay? Lam, no. And for example, the next letters, ta, fa. Okay? These letters.
No. Wow. Is in Yarmalun.
Yarmalun. Okay. So now, I will say the alphabet letters. Okay, you tell me, okay, what rule is applied with this letter. So, tanween plus nun sakin or nun sakin plus any of those. With alif, no rule.
Yes.
Because alif is not counted as one of the letters.
Yes.
It is a letter, okay, but it's used for stretching the sound, no other things, okay?
Yes.
If an alif has a harakat, fatha, kasra, dhamma, that's hamza. Hamzatul qatr or hamzatul wasl, okay?
Yes.
So, with alif, no. With ba?
Iqla.
Ta?
Ta, ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Tha?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Jim?
Ikhfa.
Ha?
No.
Yeah, it's throat letter. Idhar. Kha?
Idhar.
Dal?
Ikhfa.
Dal?
Ikhfa.
Ra?
Malun? Idgham.
Idgham. Which type of idgham?
Without ghunna.
Without ghunna, mashallah. And za?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. Sin?
Ikhfa.
Shin?
Ikhfa.
Aha, sad?
Ikhfa.
Dad?
إخفى
طا
إخفى
ضا
إخفى
but remember we do إخفى inshallah but another type of it إخفى it's a different type of إخفى okay عين
إدغام
إظهار nice one غين
إظهار
فا
إخفى
قاف
إخفى
كاف
إخفى
لام
إدغام
إدغام with or without
With
ghunna is wrong. Without ghunna is correct. Ya. Yar malun. Yamun. With ghunna? Lar or ral? Without ghunna.
Yes.
Okay, lam. What's after lam? Meme.
Idgham.
Idgham. Idgham. With or without?
With
ghunna.
Yes.
Okay, meme nun.
Idgham.
With or without?
With.
Nun. Wow.
With
ghunna. Wow, that is with ghunna. Okay. Ha.
Ha.
Idhar. Hamza.
Idhar.
Actually, Hamza, sometimes people, instead of alif, they put at the first, okay? Hamza. But sometimes at the end. So Hamza is a letter, okay? But alif is just a stretching one, okay? So it's used for stretching. Okay, next one. Hamza. Idhar, right?
Yes.
Okay. And? Yeah.
Idgham.
With or without?
With.
Alhamdulillah, you learn all the alphabet letters and all the rules, okay? But knowing them all is not very, very important. The important thing is about how do we, can we apply them or no? This yes. is the most important thing, okay? Can we apply or no? Okay? The rules and the ayahs, on the ayahs or on the words of the Quran, okay? Okay? This is very important.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hal ataka hadithul ghashiyah wujuhun yawma idhin khashiyah 'amilatun nasibah tasla naran hamiyah tusqa min 'aynin ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
Inshallah, we are supposed to take a break, inshallah, okay? And we'll come back starting the rule ikhfa and applying it, inshallah, in the verse of the Holy Quran. Ready, inshallah, to go for a break?
Yes.
And come back? Okay. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we will be back. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة
As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ شِعْرِي يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَاي أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةٍ Would that I knew, O my Master, my Allah, my Protector, whether you will give the fire dominion over faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنِ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ The tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. وَبِشُكْرِكَ مَادِحَ The tongues giving thanks to you in praise. وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اَعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَ The hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَةً Or the minds, encompassing knowledge of you until they have become humble. وَعَلَىٰ جَوَارِحَ سَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَوْطَانِ تَعَبُّدِكَ طَائِعَةً وَأَشَارَتْ بِاسْتِغْفَارِكَ مُذْعِنَةً And the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and entreating your forgiveness in submission. مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكَ No such opinion cannot be held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبْ Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the Generous. About this part of the supplication that the Commander of the Believers states the different states of the one who is worshipping Allah in its most comprehensive form, which is prayer, we had a quick look at some of the traditions upon the importance of prayer. This prayer, if experienced with love of Allah, the owner cannot ever doubt about the forgiveness of the Almighty Allah. The one who has experienced the love of Allah within himself cannot ever doubt this, because it is possible that a servant may show negligence in obeying Allah practically at some time, and sometimes he may embark onto something which is disliked by Allah. but that which is unimaginable. Even while he is indulged in the wrongdoing is his dislike for Allah's obedience and his love for sinning. This is unimaginable for a true servant. That is why the servant is always sure of the mercy of the Almighty Allah, of the forgiveness in hereafter. And at the same time, he's scared because he might have had some shortcomings, some wrongdoings.
I wish I had known, oh my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So he has belief in his heart. His heart is totally embracing the cognition of the Almighty Allah. It is very interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam tells this very Kumail, the narrator of this Kumail's application, Ya Kumail, laysa sha'nu an tusalliya wa tasuma wa tatasaddaq. O Kumail, you should not merely perform prayer, fast and pay charity. Innama sha'n أن تكون الصلاة فعلت بقلب نقي وعمل عند الله مرضي وخشوع سوي. Rather, you should perform prayer with a purified and humble heart to satisfy Allah. And this is the kind of salat that not just the man or woman who is praying, but all the body parts, the clothes, and everything around the worshipper are also worshipping. In the insan, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّ جَسَدَهُ وَثِيَابَهُ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُ. When one is performing prayer, his body, his clothes, everything around him, they're all worshipping. And besides the Holy Quran, the reliable Shi'i tradition sources, like Wasailu Shia, are the best and most complete sources about the worldly and heavenly effects of performing this comprehensive form of worshipping, which is prayer. The true salat is the one that both the bodily parts and the soul, they're in one direction. These two are both paying their full attentions. They have their focuses to the Almighty Allah. And this is the split between the bodily instruments and the instruments of the soul. We have jawarih and jawanih. Jawanih are the instruments of the soul, and jawarih are the bodily instruments, the organs. The bodily parts sometimes fail to accompany the instruments of the heart, but the jawanih of the righteous ones solely belong to Allah. They always succumb to the love of Allah, and no one and nothing else. That is why in one of the Supplications we read, O Allah, I love obeying you even though I have fallen short of it, and I dislike disobeying you even though I have embarked on it. So be gracious to me in granting me the heaven. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining about his strategy